Otherwise, we'd still be in the old country scrabbling for a bit of food. Bird glanced at Mama, the freckles on her nose, her hair with a few strands of gray coming out of her bun 10 minutes after she'd looped it up. Mama's strong face, which Da always said was just like Bird's. She couldn't see that. When she looked in the mirror, she saw the freckles, the gray eyes, and the straight nose, but altogether it didn't add up to Mama's face. She was glad to reach the house on the corner, the number 112 painted over the door, and the vestibule out of the sun. They climbed the stairs, the light dim as they stopped to catch their breath on each landing.
Let me.
Bird took the blue cloth medicine bag that hung over Mama's shoulder.
It seems your patients are always on the top floor.
Ah, isn't it so? Mama said, holding her side. And the babies, always coming in the dead cold of winter, or on steamy days like this.
Bird could feel the tick of excitement. Mama's words to her were deep inside her head.
Only days until your 13th birthday. You're old enough to come with me for a birthin'.
Bird's feet tapped it out on the steps. A baby, a baby. She'd been helping Mama for a long time,